Well, if anything was to really happen to them, what they, anything to mount to anything, which way they would have called. But yeah. Now, my brother died in Atlanta, my oldest brother. And they were going to the funeral. My son and my two married daughters, they were going to the funeral. And so they got right in the edge of Atlanta. And a girl drove right out in front of them. And the youngest one says, "Mama," says, "I don't know what would happen to us." But said, "Tammy was driving," and says he just put on his brakes right quick and said he was just driving whatever the limit was, that he was just driving in the limit of what they were supposed to drive. And said he just put on brakes and said he didn't hurt us, you know, jarred us up because he was running slow. And so she drove right out in from her house, right out into in front of them. And so she come out to lake. I reckon she's terrible.
I suppose. She should have been.
And so she just laughing and said the records would got back and wouldn't got to have and called the long tone that she'd had a wreck. Said she drove in front of her car.
She wasn't hurt though.
Did none of them get hurt.
Good.
But if they'd have been running fast, it'd have been a sad, it'd have been a bad thing because it couldn't have been helped. But Lord have mercy. I think it broke the bumper. They were driving my son-in-law's station wagon. And I think it tore the bumper up.
Yeah. The bumper.
Just glad that he was looking out and could stop in time. Or so that they didn't get hurt anyway.
Well, they said they always, when they go into town, they tell us what the speed limit is. Uh-huh. And they said they always go in the speed limit. Says a few miles, maybe a mile or two, under the speed limit. And said, well, if anything happens, they can't claim they're running over the speed limit.
Yeah. Good idea.
But say if you run right up on the speed limit, they'll claim you're a little over speed limit. And so if you stay under that speed limit, why they can't claim it.
I see. Well, shall we get back to the questions?
Oh, Lord.
It's not too much longer. Suppose we were talking about your children growing up, using the words growing up. I could ask you, have your children already
grown up?
Okay, and you could say, oh yes, they, years ago.
They have years ago.
Or they what years ago?
They grew up years ago.
Okay. And if I asked you how old you are, you'd say, I'm
so and so years old.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
And suppose I asked you if you were tired, but you weren't. You'd say, oh, no,
I'm not.
Okay. And would you finish this sentence for me? I don't do that, but he
does.
Okay. And this one, I always behave myself, but he
does.